Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is good. The Lord is wonderful. The Lord is kind. God is so awesome. Thank you all for joining us on this journey of Lent. Today begins our first of now 39 more days that are left for our time of Lent. And so for the next 40 days, excluding Sundays, we'll be on this prayer call with an encouraging word and prayer as we start the Lenten season. I encourage all of you to go to our website to get the Daniel's Fast booklet as we begin our journey of fasting and prayer and centering ourselves toward God together. All right, day one, I'm going to go ahead and start with our encouraging word. And the word this morning comes to us from 1 Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 30. And I only want to read verse 6, very familiar passage of scripture. 1 Samuel 30. And I want to read verse 6. Here's what the word of the Lord says. Again, 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6. I encourage you to read the entire chapter. It'll bless your life. It reads, "Now David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God." I love it. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about, Lord, give me strength. Lord, give me strength. This is the first day of the fast. Lord, give me strength. Beloved, in the King James, it says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. The NIV reads, "But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God." Question becomes immediately, how did David go from verse 6 being greatly distressed to verse 10, "But David pursued"? What caused the change from being in one moment distressed and then in another scene now pursuing, going after what he had lost? How did David flip the script from being in a place of depression, a place of being distressed, to now going after and believing he would recover everything that he has? I believe in this one verse, David is allowed to go from anguish, despair, anger, hopelessness, helplessness, all the way to finding healing. In essence, David, after analysis of his situation, found agreement in his faith. I'm going to say that again. After analysis of the facts, David found agreement in his faith. So how did the Lord give him strength? And can God give me strength? Can God give us strength? The answer is an emphatic yes. Lord, give me strength. God can and will give you strength. There are three things out of this one verse that I think will help us to reach that, to get that, to achieve that. Three things. First thing, beloved, you have to analyze the circumstances around you. You have to analyze the circumstances around you. Look at the A clause of verse 6. It says, "Now David was greatly distressed." Why was he distressed? For the people spoke of stoning him. See, you have to be sober about the circumstances that surround you. David was deeply depressed and distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him. He analyzes his circumstances around you. So, beloved, as you analyze your circumstances, you got to be real about how you feel. Be real about how you feel. Be real about what's happening around you. Be real about the fact that people may be talking about you. Be real about the fact that it's people saying all manner of things against me, or it's things that are happening around me. Lord, I'm putting it all out. Analyze, put it out, show forth. But just as people may talk about you, remember, you and I have an opportunity to talk to God about our situation. Listen, beloved, you can get through whatever you may be facing. You can get the strength that God wants to give us, but you've got to analyze the circumstances around you. Be sober about the circumstances you face. Be real about how you feel, and then take it to the Lord in prayer. There's more here, beloved. Not only is it important to analyze the circumstances around you, but then the second thing is this: you've got to acknowledge what's going on around you. You've got to acknowledge what's going on around you. When you analyze, you go by what you've heard people say, that he say, she say stuff. But when you acknowledge, that means you see for sure. This is no speculation. You see for sure what's happening. So you've got to recognize that even the best warriors weep and get worn out. Look at the B clause of verse 6. Verse 6 says this, B clause, that because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. Here's what we're acknowledging, that warriors have become worn out. Warriors are weeping. They're crying. Verse 4 says that, then David and all the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. They were devastated by what happened to them at Ziklag. They were devastated at the fact that they have been, their wives and children and possessions being burned, their wives and children have been taken captive. They wept until they couldn't weep anymore. These are warriors, people who had been fighting alongside David. But remember, even the strongest person can be worn down over time. You've got to acknowledge, yes, I'm strong, but sometimes I still need help. Yes, I'm strong. I'm a prayer warrior. But sometimes I still need assistance. And so it is important, beloved, that you get what you need, that you acknowledge that I'm a strong person who has now been worn down over time. So pray that warriors who are worn out and weeping might find their strength. You've got to acknowledge what's going on around you. Warriors get worn out, but it's okay, because when your strength runs out, that's when God's strength will run in. So it's important to analyze, beloved, the circumstances that are around you. It's important to acknowledge what's going on around you. But here's the final thing. Final thing, beloved, is, Lord, give me strength. How? You've got to access the power that's already inside you. You've got to access the power that's already inside of you. Watch what it says, C clause of verse number 6. It says, but David strengthened himself in the Lord, his God. David strengthened himself. See, in the midst of despair, you got to find the will to go deeper in the Lord. I love the conjunction but brings about a shift, because on the other side of the but is the remedy. On one side of the conjunction, we state the facts. But on the other side of the conjunction, we walk by faith. Oh, I can stay there all day. I got to move. The Bible says, but David strengthened himself in the Lord, his God, and he looked basically outside, could not find any relief. And when you look outside and can't find relief, that's when you've got to look inside for what God has already given you. Howard Thurman wrote a book called The Inward Journey. I encourage all of you to get it. Sometimes you've got to take the inward journey. Remember that the way to the wellspring of water comes through digging deeper through the dirt. You got to dig deeper through the dirt if you're going to find fresh water. Got to keep digging deeper. And what God will do when you take that inward journey is God will strengthen you as you dig through the dirt. And God will give you what you need. Pray, and then you'll be able to pursue. I'm going to say this, and I'm praying. And I promise y'all this year for the 40 days, I'm going to do my best to keep it under 15 minutes. Okay, that's my pledge. So I'm almost done. But I want to share this quick story with you. There's a story about the time Martin Luther was depressed. He was so depressed that nothing would lift his spirits. And he was depressed so long that people didn't know how he would come out of this depression. Until one day his wife put on black. She put on funeral clothes. And she sat by the window weeping and mourning. Martin Luther came to her and said, "Why are you wearing black? Why are you sitting here by the window?" And she said, "Didn't you hear? God died." Luther let out such a great belly laugh that the depression that was upon him left him that very day. And it was from that day on that he was able to move forward and go about his way and do the things that he was called to do. He said, "Certainly God is not dead. God is alive." And here's the moral of the story. As long as God is not dead, God can give you the strength to lift you out of your despair. Let's pray, beloved. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning grateful and thankful for day one of our time of fasting and prayer together. Lord, allow us to take this word and meditate on it. Lord, give us the strength to know we can do this fast. Give us the strength to understand, Lord God, that even in the midst of despair and distress and depression, Lord God, because you're not dead, we can take the inward journey and begin digging through the dirt to find refreshing water that fills our souls. Bless us now, Lord God, and keep us. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, I believe on day one, that God will put you on a path toward a deeper journey with him, and that you will find what you need in the time that you need it. God be praised and God be glorified. Y'all enjoy your day. Day one is in the books for our prayer call. Continue fasting and praying. The journey's just beginning. Amen.